Tampa, Orlando, Fort Myers, and Jacksonville are some of the places walkers have the highest risk of getting killed by a car. Smart Growth's Alex Dodd says, however, many areas also improved their scores from 2 years ago.
And that has a lot to do with local leadership passing policies that prioritize pedestrian safety.
Chris Carson with the Florida Department of Transportation cites the Complete Streets policy the state adopted in 2014 as an example.
So that's looking at everything from pedestrian countdown signals, which help the pedestrian know how much time is left to get across the road, improved intersection lighting, even possibly speed reductions in some areas.
The study looked at data from 2005 to 2014, before reforms like Complete Streets could make an impact. Stephanie Colombini, WUSF 89.7 News.